Hello and welcome to our Friday episode of the Byron Life Diaries. This is a little taste of life in Byron Bay, where the boss and I have just moved to. Each week, I'll let you know what's been happening and share our journey with you all. From food to nature to celeb spotting to yogs, you name it. This is a weekly check-in and we'll cover it all. Sending big love from our new home, Byron Bay. Hello. So this is, as you know, the Friday diary episode. And this week's ep is kind of like a combo of Byron and Sydney. So we spent most of last week in Sids and we're back in Byron. I thought I'm going to give you a rundown of the week that was, because it was the book tour week and it was really interesting and lots of fun stuff happened. And then from next week, you've got your book series starting. And also, I don't know how many eps it's going to be because I wanted to do it chapter by chapter on the book, but I've got the book in front of me, by the way. I feel like that could be too long. Yeah, so there's 11 chapters, but I feel like I might plunk it into intro and to like a bit about the book and then maybe do like two chapters an ep, just so it's not, you guys don't get, it doesn't feel monotonous. Also, we're coming into Crimbo, so I'm just going to have a quick swig of water, bear with me. Sorry, so I'm professional, I just did a big skull then. Super muggy in Byron at the moment, so let me give you a diary of the week that was. Next week's episode will, of course, be a book diary episode. I think the Bosco is making us both a hot drink. Chengi, are you making us both a nice hot drink? Yes. Oh, feel free to enter when you've made it.
Still making it, boss.
Oh, that's a hello.
Hello.
How are you going?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, and I love you.
That's nice. I love you too.
Very big day today.
Very big day.
We'll do a book event.
You've been running me ragged.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Been very busy week.
We've been in Sids. What was your favourite thing in Sids?
Spending time with you.
Where'd you go for the nice Negroni?
Dead Ringer.
Was it nice in Surrey Hills?
Yeah, a really nice restaurant called Dead Ringer.
And nice Negronis?
Beautiful Negroni.
Any other food experiences? You went out a few times.
What was the charcoal chicken place?
Oh, Charcoal Charlie.
Charcoal Charlie in...
Well, you went to the one in Woollahra, but they're
Woollahra. Everywhere. So good. Okay, goodbye.
Love you. He just gives me eyes. Oh, well, you're here, sexy.
Do you want chocolate?
Can you Hinterland hot chocolate? And can you fill my water up, please? Oh, wow. I'm just like being such a bossy boots. We were just saying today, because we're still kind of in book media tour mode, we're both kind of like running a bit ragged at the moment, which is awesome, but also we're just chasing our tail a little bit. And I teach yoga as well on Tuesday and Wednesday night. I'm recording this on a Wednesday. And so we're both kind of like, chasing our tail a little bit. We just got sent the edits for the audiobook, so that took us so long to do. But we're hoping we can do put aside all of tomorrow to do the new edits for it, which is why I'm recording this a day early. Anyway, this is information that you probably feel like you do not need to know, nor do you need to know. So first of all, we decided to drive from Byron to Sydney. We went nuts with podcasts. I had two awesome guests on the podcast, or two people that I interviewed for the podcast. And so we were listening to them be interviewed on other podcasts, as I do that for part of my preparation. So we listened to heaps of podcasts on the way down. And then we both love, there's a composer called Hans Zimmer. He's an amazing German composer but lives in America, and we listened to him on Alec Baldwin's podcast called Here's the Thing. Really good. Side note, Alec Baldwin has an amazing voice. I haven't seen him in Boss Baby, but just hearing the podcast, I was like, wow. A cool thing that Hans said on the podcast is he thinks that genius is fear mixed with catastrophe, and he thinks that that's what both live performance and theatre give you, and that's why they're both so good, because they are fear mixed with catastrophe. Love that. So we drove down on Wednesday. It takes about 8 hours with no stops. So we packed heaps of salads and snacks and stuff and did a few stops. We got there, I think we left at 9 and got there at like 6:37, and then I got up straight away the next morning. I went for a run, Bosco was getting ready, and then we both went down to Bondi to visit our dear friend Guy Turland, who has a cafe in Bondi called The Depot. And I had to run and do book signings, but Boss got to stay, have brekkie there, hang out with Guy. He said that he got these like amazing – he got a croissant takeaway, but then he got this like – you know how you can get almond croissants and it's got like the almond stuff inside? He got one with like raspberry, like a raspberry kind of jammy thing inside, or a rhubarby like jammy thing inside. He said it was amazing. So anyway, Depot, highly recommend. And Guy Turland is a dear friend and an absolute living legend. So I'd also highly recommend going there. I just started my first book signing in Bondi at Gertrude and Alice, and then I met my publisher, and then we just kind of like made our way all over Sydney and signed at 10 different bookstores, and I got home at like 5 p.m. that night, and then I had TV Channel 9 the next morning. Boss went out. Boss was like every night had a dinner date, and I stayed home with my awesome mate Jane. We made these big salads, and then the next morning had TV, Channel 9. So it's really cool. The going on TV post-pandemic life, basically you've got to be double vax, which is I am, and then so that was fine. And then you do a rapid antigen test as soon as you get to set, and you sit there for 15 minutes and wait for the result. That's on a very specific level, different to the TV show. And then they took me down to like what felt like this basement, and they had a green screen of Sydney, even though I was in Sydney. So I sat down on my own. I did a live cross with the guests. So even though I was in studio, it was recorded super beautiful, high def and everything, I still wasn't allowed in on the actual set. The cool thing was, though, when I left, it's good to do live crosses too, because you learn from it, and you know you've got an earpiece in and there's two monitors and you don't want to look at the wrong one because there's a delay. So that was kind of cool. That was cool to like learn that again. But when I left, there was a big stage, and they were shooting a campaign for the Lego show with Hamish from Hamish and Andy, and I was like getting a bit starry-eyed. So that was fun. And then Bosco picked me up. We had a little bit of a shopping date, actually. I really needed new running runners, and there's no like Adidas or anything here. So I got myself some new Adidas runners. I got myself a new perfume. I'd always been wanting to try this perfume, and I was out of perfume. We treated Bosco. Boss has worked so hard on the audiobook, and it's not, for the amount of time you put in, it's not super lucrative. You don't make all that much money off it. And so I got him a little thank you prezi, and we went to St. Laurent Bondi Junction, and he got a brand new pair of shades that look epic. So that was a lot of fun. And then we quickly ran home. I had to do like a Zoom interview for a TV show called Ticker TV, and that was really fun as well. I frigging left my headphones in Byron though, so I like to have headphones when I'm doing Zoom things, because I just think it sounds clearer. I don't know if that's a myth, but I just had a feeling, and I was like, oh my God, did I just forget to press record? But I didn't. I did press record. So that was Friday. What else happened? Friday, when Boss went out for dinner again, I made a massive salad again. And then Saturday we had a podcast episode, which will be coming out Monday. So this episode we recorded literally Saturday in Bowral in New South Wales will come out on Monday. So I love it when this happens, when you record an ep and it comes out like the next week. It's obviously really hard to do that all the time, because then you're kind of flying off the seat of your pants because you don't have any pre-records up your sleeve. And as a podcaster that loves to interview people in real life, it's just danger if there are lockdowns or if you can't travel. But I'm really, really pumped, because I never thought this guest would say yes. And I am really, really lucky. My friend Jane made it happen. And I got to interview the incredible Australian icon Colette Dinigan. If you're watching MasterChef at the moment, she's on that, but think fashion, interior design, got her own ceramics line, got a kid's book that's just come out, Unstoppable Human. So that comes out on Monday. So much fun. We got to record with her and recorded a beautiful place in Bowral. She gave us like eggs from her chickens after. What a ledge. So that was awesome. And then after that, we went to this really cool cafe that Colette recommended to us in an area called Mossvale. So just out of Bowral, like 20 minutes. And the cafe is called Highland Merchants. So good. I got a chicken salad with a turmeric yogurt dressing. We both got coffees and the boss got an egg and bacon roll, but they made their own maple barbecue sauce for the egg and bacon roll. Anyway, everything was so good and delicious and clean and yum. And then we found a really cool Christmas shop. I put it all over Insta, but yeah, we found a really cool Christmas shop because we're doing Harry Potter theme this Christmas. And so we found a little cute owl to be like Hedwig, Harry's owl. I hope I'm saying that right. Matt's a like full-blown Harry nerd. I'm less of a full-blown Harry nerd, but Matt's a big one. So we're doing Harry Potter Christmas. I got some Harry Potter Chrissy decos at Big W a couple of days ago too, if anyone also wants to have a Harry Potter Christmas. And then we hightailed back to Sydney to interview another amazing Australian actor. Should I give him away? He's going to come out in 2 weeks, so he'll probably come out the week after Colette. I don't know if I should give him away or keep it as a surprise. I'm just getting all my notes up. I'm going to say his name is Lincoln Yunus. He's really cool, really grounded, done heaps in America, but on your tallies at the moment in Australia on Dr. Doctor. He's got shows coming out. You might remember him. My age group people remember him as a river boy from Home and Away. Casey Braxton was his character's name. Super down-to-earth, humble actor. Oh, hello. He's brought in my Hinterland hot chocolate. How thank you, Bosco. Oh, I better have a sip on. Oh, 10 out of 10. Yum. Hinterland hot chockey is like our adaptogenic hot chocolate that we have with Lola Coffee. So we interviewed Lincoln in the afternoon and then we had dinner with Matt's fam, stayed at their place and then hightailed it to Byron the next day. But we did stop off and visit our friend Crumble, who's just had a little bambino called Hunter, and we taste tested her amazing new collagen. If you follow Crumble, which I'm sure a lot of people do, my favourite is the yuzu and lime flavour. So, so yummy. It comes in single serve sachets. Highly, highly recommend. Right. So that was Sydney. It was really whirlwind. It was awesome. It was full on. It was nonstop. It was fun and we did so much. And then we got back to Byron Town like late Sunday night. I'm recording this on Wednesday, so I've taught yogs yesterday. We've just kind of done a second wave of I post out like influencer prezzies for the book, and then I've just been doing media. Like every day I've done radio, and then tonight I've got another like an online interview kind of thing. So it's really fun. It's just it's kind of just like your set point is like, right, book, and then everything else happens after the book. So tomorrow will be full-blown. We'll be recording the audiobook so that we can get the edits back in time. We really want to take ourselves to a movie date tomorrow. Boss said there's a new Marvel movie coming out, so we really, really want to go and just like have an awesome movie date together. We haven't done that in so, so long. I'm just going to go through. I do this thing at the end of when I chat to you where I go through photos. Oh, we had some really exciting podcast news this week. Our new podcast artwork has been featured on the new and noteworthy section on Apple, so it should come up on your Apple phone. We were featured in New Idea this week for the book, which is really exciting, and last week it was Who. What else? Oh, and then the rest is just like me losing my bananas over Christmas paraphernalia. And Matt's sister showed me the brand of, because Matt loves Panettone, so anyone listening that's Italian will know exactly what's going on, and I bet you he's sexy. Are you snacking on panettone? Can you come and talk to us about it? Oh, he's sighing and huffing and puffing as I ask this of him. Anyway, he's not coming. Maybe he's not coming. I don't know. So his sister has told us about – oh, here he comes. Talk to us quickly. What is panettone?
It's like a Christmas bready cake kind of thing.
And what's this brand here? Because they do a gluten-free one.
Pasticceria Fracaro.
Oh, I'm so glad you said it, not me. I would have said Pasticceria Fracaro.
Yeah.
Can you say it right your way?
Pasticceria Fracaro.
And they do a gluten-free panettone because normally it's not gluten-free.
I feel like that's the best one.
That's your fave? Is that what you've been snacking on?
Mm-hmm. I already had some today.
And you're having a go at me for having a little health bar?
I didn't have a go at you.
He did. He did. This is delicious. Thank you. Oh, he's giving me eyes yet again. Okay.
I did not give you eyes.
You just gave me eyes. He just gave me eyes. They're the wind-up eyes. They're like, come on, LB. Okay, so I'll do a wind-up. So anyway, that brand of panettone, do a gluten-free. I'm gluten-free. Also, if anyone listening to this knows a great gluten-free brand of Christmas pudding, we're doing Christmas here in Byron Bay and we would love to know what you would recommend. Please DM me. And I love fruit mince pies. I'm sure I'll find the gluten-free precinct ones. They're epic. The next thing I was going to say to you, okay, so Monday you would have had the episode with the beautiful Chanel Stewart. She's lovely, Australian model living in LA. Hope you love that ep. Originally from Coffs Harbour, where the big banana is. And then Monday coming, you're going to have the epic Colette Dinigan. I hope you love it. It was so much fun to interview her. I was a bit nervous interviewing her, to be honest. And then the week after that, you'll get Link. So how exciting. What a fun lineup of people. And then in a few weeks, we go to Malbs for book tour stuff and recording even more people for the pod. So just really loving pod life as well. I love, love, love podcasting so much, as you know. So thank you for listening to it. Thank you for tuning in and subscribing and all those things, because they're the reason the podcast exists today. Otherwise, it's just me yabbering on to a mic. You know, mega love. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.